す命の歌、消えない心の傷、メシアを求め続けた。
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 64 of the Anime Degens Podcast Bullshit Hour. You got me and Tyler with you today. How you doing, Tyler?
What day is today? We're late, ain't we? A little bit.
We're a little late. It's Friday.
It almost feels like a Monday. I almost said it's a Monday, and then I was like, oh shit, it's really not a Monday, so...
Dude, with how my week has been, it feels like a Monday.
Bro, you ain't joking, man. I'm so glad it's a Friday, like I'm off this weekend or whatever, and I couldn't be happier, so.
Nice. Yeah, I got nothing really going on this weekend besides we got a little something cooking up with one of our friends. You know, more details on that when we get a little date on when things are going to go down.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, I got a tea time this weekend, so I'm excited about that. And then I got to go to a trade show for 3 days next week, so not excited about that.
Ain't the Masters or some shit this weekend, too? Or is it just the playoffs or something?
No, the Masters was 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. Yeah, Scotty won.
Okay. I don't know who Scotty is. Scotty Pippen? Yeah, that sounds right.
Scotty Scheffler, dude. He's a beast. But... awesome. Well, glad you're doing good, bud. Best way to support us, rate the podcast, tell your friends. You know the spiel we give you every gosh darn week. If you have any interesting topics you'd like for us to discuss, let us know. The pond is getting a little shallow on the topic front, and we are scrambling for some topics. So if you have something fun, let us know. You know, we'd love to hear it. We'll see what we think and we'll go from there. But Tyler, you got any news for us?
Yeah, the first news, bit of news we got is Yuri on Ice, the movie, has actually been canceled. Was being worked on by MAPPA for a little while. It was announced in 2017, and I guess they finally got the axe. And I know a lot of people was upset about this, and I just don't know why, like, they can't hand it over to another studio. You know, we know MAPPA is, like, cooked right now, so give it to somebody else.
Yeah, maybe somebody else will pick it up, you know. I mean, yeah. It's you can't just hand it off, like, it's got to go to the publisher again and they got to figure it out. But I'm okay with this because I'm gonna be honest with you, Yuri on Ice ain't my spiel, not my thing. And MAPPA has more important things to do for us anime fans than Yuri on Ice.
Yeah, they're going to cancel JJK season 3.
Yeah. You want Chainsaw Man? You want fucking, Jesus Christ, JJK? You want, like, all these great shows? Nah, ice skating. We got you.
Yeah. Like I said, I know a lot of people are sad about it, so I feel for them, especially since this has been announced since 2017. Imagine waiting 7 years to get your, like, hopes crushed again, so.
I feel like if I waited that long, like, it's basically been me with Fire Force. Like, I'm just kind of sitting here at this point, like, yeah, we'll get it when we get it.
Yeah, it's like ReZero was, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Cool. We also got Spy Family Code White is out in North American theaters as of April 19th. So I'm assuming it's in theaters for this week, or is it long term?
Probably the way they usually go is like
3 days.
It's usually like a couple weeks, right?
I don't know. A lot of the anime stuff that I see is like really short releases. Like, it's in theaters for 3 days or 2 days. And that's why I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go see this. But I don't know. Yeah. Spy Family's huge. So maybe it's having a longer run.
And I don't know if you've heard anything about this, but the Spy Family Code White, it's been really well received, apparently. A lot of people really like this, so.
Yeah. It was a Christmas movie, right?
I think so. It came out like December, November, okay. December in Japan. It's the only thing I know, it had our best boy on it. So him and Anya was on the cover or whatever, so.
Gotcha. It would have been really funny if they waited to July to release it so we could do Christmas in July. If it is a Christmas movie, I don't know. I fell off the Spy Family wagon pretty quick.
Damn.
Dude, it was just, I don't know.
Buddy Daddies did it to you, I guess.
Buddy Daddies was better. I don't care. More going on.
I still enjoy it. Like the second season of Spy Family, like the first half was meh, you know, but you know, when they got to the your part in the second half or whatever, it actually went really hard. So, but I guess the next bit of news we got is about Jujutsu Kaisen, and apparently it's in the Guinness World Records now as the most in-demand animated TV show in the world. And that's pretty, that's a pretty crazy feat comparing, considering there's only two seasons out, like less than what, 30 episodes, right? Or 40 episodes, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, JJK is like the it show right now. I mean, I don't see it going anywhere. I started reading the manga because I got tired of waiting and seeing spoilers. And Calling Games is going to go crazy. I can tell you that right now. No spoilers, but holy shit.
Yeah. I've heard some rumors about it, so.
Yeah, I just got tired of seeing spoilers on Twitter because it'd be like pictures. And like, yeah, it's a picture of a dead person. You can't scroll past it.
You can if you go fast enough. You can't really figure out the context or what it is or whatever.
Hey man, when they go like Agame got kill and kill everyone and you just see a dead person every different week, it's like, oh, it's over. It's a wrap.
Well, that's what they did in season two anyway, so.
It ain't done yet.
Well,
I guess speaking of JJK, Malaysia is in talks with JJK's publisher for rights to build a Nanami statue in his honor. And I don't know why I keep getting news about this. Like, did people not know that Malaysia existed before JJK? Like, it's a massive country with a lot of people there, guys.
Nah, me put Malaysia on the map, bro. Don't forget it. He made that place.
Dude, I mean, they showed the beautiful beaches. Maybe they had such a big influx of like tourism as like a destination that they're like, fuck it, we gotta double down on this. We gotta put a statue up for all these anime weebs.
Yeah, I guarantee like they like dedicated a spot on one of the beaches and said, hey, this is where Nanami was in his little dream or whatever. So
he's just up on the boardwalk. I don't know if they have boardwalks in Malaysia, but
and then you got, you know, people like us just going over there and like taking a video of them like just walking like Nanami, right?
I mean,
with his Hawaiian shirt and shit.
I can't talk because like if I go to Japan, my itinerary includes a day where I go to Oda Sensei's village and take pictures with all the One Piece statues that are there.
Yo,
that's on my to-do, like that's on my dream to-do list in Japan. Like I want a picture with Nami, with Robin, with Luffy, well, Nami and Robin specifically, but with the whole crew, you know. Like
apparently they have like a One Piece themed restaurant down there, like a couple different places, according to I've seen some pictures from Pete, you know. He's still down there actually, from what he say anime, and
yeah,
he like visited like a One Piece like a restaurant and store and shit. I was like, man, that's super cool, bro. I would have left there a broke man.
I would like one of everything on the menu, please.
I would have to like ship shit back home.
Dude, I just want like a cartoony meat stick like Luffy eats.
Like, oh yeah, like the
like yeah. It's just like a leg of a boar with the bone sticking out on both sides.
That would be fun. Moving on to our last piece of news, Haikyuu is coming to theaters worldwide starting on May 30th, May 31st, depending on where you're at in the world. So I'm pretty excited for that. We've been talking about it the last couple of weeks, I believe, and we've been waiting for an announcement, and they finally let us have it. So end of May, we finally get to see the first Haikyuu movie. So,
dude, I'm bummed. I'm in Europe when this comes out, so I'm not going to watch it. Yeah, but like I'm in Europe for work. Like I'm not gonna have time to go to a movie theater and like watch a movie.
Bro, you make time. Make time.
You don't understand my schedule, dude. I do not have time.
Well, GG's the Dan. He's just going to miss out on IQ, it seems like. So
yeah, I'll watch it when it hits Crunchyroll. But not news related, me picking a bone with Shonen Jump and Viz Media. Why do I need two different subscriptions to read manga on basically the same app? Did you know that?
I always I didn't know that they did something like that. But I always thought that you could log in with your other account or something. And
yeah, no, I mean, maybe I'm an idiot, but I logged in with my same email and I had a Viz account and I logged into Shonen Jump and it was like, you got to spend an extra $2.99. And I was like, you took One Piece off Viz. Now I got to go read it on Shonen Jump. I fucking canceled Viz instantly. It was like, fuck this shit.
Oh, okay. So I've never used like Viz a whole lot. I know that Viz has more of a category of manga than Shonen Jump. Like they have more of the non-shonen like, types. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah, but like, I mean, I want to read One Piece, and I started JJK and all this other stuff. And I was like, screw it. I thought they were on the same app, but I'm going to Shonen Jump now. So thanks.
Why did they take it off of Viz?
I don't know. Get more money from Wheat. Get more money from nerds, dude. They're greedy.
Well, GG's to them, I guess. They ain't getting more money from Dan, he said.
But if I'm an idiot and somebody can prove me wrong, just hit me up in the Discord and tell me I'm dumb, please. Because I liked I liked having options, you know? And now I don't have options.
I'm pretty sure you can read like the latest, like last couple, three chapters, right? For free. Or you can have shonen, so.
Yeah, but then I ended up getting like 20 chapters behind on One Piece and I wanted to catch up and, you know, I'm already over 100 chapters back on JJK. So I was like, screw it. I got to get a new subscription, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty convenient instead of like it's so much of a hassle, like doing like the over the seas type shit. You know what I mean?
Manga. Well, yeah. And that's the problem, too, is like if I'm reading manga, a lot of time it's on a plane. And I don't have internet, so I have to download it.
Screenshot it all.
I ain't fucking dealing with that without an app, dude. I'm not dealing with that.
Well, I don't really know about that one, so because I ain't really tried to do all that. I've just used Shonen Jump, so.
Yeah, but cool. End rant. Do you want to get into our topic for the evening?
Yeah, it should be a fun time.
Yeah, this should be a good one. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing Cartoons Remixed. We're reimagining some of our favorite childhood cartoons as anime. You know, I came up with this topic because I was on YouTube and I started seeing all these really goofy like anime openings for cartoons like SpongeBob, Ed, Edd n Eddy, like regular show. And I was like, what shows would I want as an anime? And I ran it by Tyler. He's like, that'll be super fun. So that's what we're doing tonight. I've got some bourbon in the glass. Like, we're chilling. I don't know if Tyler's sipping, but I don't think he is.
Yeah, just a little bit of, you know.
A little Coca-Cola. Love it. Let's get into it. Tyler, you want to get us going to your first reimagined show?
Yeah, and before I start, we will like post some of the videos that Dan was talking about in the Discord probably the next couple of days or whatever, tonight, tomorrow, something like that. So, you know, come by the podcast discussion channel in the Discord, you know, you'll get to see what we're talking about. They actually go pretty hard, some of them videos, so.
Definitely, dude.
But my first show is going to be a classic, and I know Dan's the same age as me, roughly. I think we're both about 30, so we're kind of the 90s babies. Ed, Edd n Eddy. It was a very classic, like, show cartoon growing up for me. If y'all don't know it, which most of our listeners should know it, it's about three boys named Ed, Edd n Eddy. They're always trying to make some money, but their plans never go right, leading to a bunch of funny situations. They're constantly fighting with the other kids in the neighborhood, especially the Canker sisters. Remember them?
Oh, dude. I mean, I loved this show growing up. Like, the boys hustling to get their hands on some fucking jawbreakers that were the size of a basketball. Like, the shit that went down on this cul-de-sac is just so nostalgic for me, man.
still to this day, I literally do not know why Jawbreakers was such a big deal.
It's like such a shitty candy. Like,
it's
so big you can't put it in your mouth unless you are freakishly cartoony like these boys. And you'd have to sit there and like lick it and like turn it in your hand to get it to a size you could put in your cheek. They were gross. Like, do they even sell Jawbreakers anymore? I haven't seen one in years.
I don't think the big ones, but like the little ones, I bet like Warheads or some shit sells shit like that. So,
okay.
I mean, like little bitty ones, you know what I mean?
They were so fun. Like, if you crack the Jawbreaker in half and you could see like the rainbow of colors, like, classic, dude. Such a classic random candy.
I just cringe so bad thinking about cracking one open with your teeth.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I could not do that nowadays. In my old age, my teeth are not nearly as strong as they were when I was like 12.
I can't imagine, bro.
I don't think I got that in me.
But I was today's years old when I realized that this show came out in 1999. So we're getting old, Dan.
Yeah, big time.
Getting old. But basically, Ed and Eddie, it was like a real funny cartoon. And it dealt with like themes of like friendship, loyalty, and all the crazy shit that happens during childhood, right? So it's basically like a comedic coming of age story with a lot of good character interactions and humor, with very exaggerated facial expressions. I think that's why it would work, because, you know, anime could make this a whole lot better. I think in the original anime, but the original cartoon, they actually had, I went back and watched, and they actually had still pictures as the background with minimalistic, like, character movements. And we still love that, like, the jokes hit and shit. And so imagine, like, an anime studio getting their hands on that and actually giving it, like, a cool, like, fluid like movements and backgrounds and add it all together. So the only thing that I would really be careful with is the facial expressions, because that's where the show got made, right? So you'd have to have a studio that knows how to do the exaggerated facial expressions.
Definitely. I like, it's funny because like you talk about like having fluid backgrounds and stuff. But, like, I think it would be really interesting if they didn't stray from, like, that part of the source material.
Really?
And they kind of gave it, like, that late 90s feel, but polished, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, so they could still do, like, the still background shit, but I'm sure that they could make it look a whole lot better, though. Hand-drawn and shit, so...
I feel like that's one of the best like parts of Ed and Eddie, though, is like how crudely drawn that show is, you know, like it's part of the the appeal to it, you know?
Yeah. And so that's why one of my big things about making this into an anime, you would have to like be careful, because you want to kind of keep the original character designs, because that's what this show is, right?
That'd be really tough.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could happen. Like, imagine like the studio that does Konosuba, like they have some outlandish like facial expressions, right? Like, they can do it. So
you're not wrong there. I think most studios can handle outlandish facial expressions, but like,
but some I guess are I'm more saying, than others.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I'm saying I don't want to lose the magic. You know?
Yeah, I don't think you would. Like, even if you like made the backgrounds move and shit, I really don't think that you would lose that, because you gotta think, like, people like us would be watching it, right?
Oh, definitely. I would watch this 1,000%.
Yeah. And so one thing I think that could happen as well, so this is kind of iffy for me, but you could also kind of make this for an older audience too, like, so not target the, you know, young kids like 10 or below or whatever age we was when we was watching this shit, but actually target like older kids, like teenagers and, you know, people like us, people who watch anime, you know, target them. And if you can do that, like, you could actually make this story, turn it away from like episodic kind of, but make it like more of like a episodic with a background plot. And plus like all these like little fights and stuff that's happening between the neighborhood kids in order to get the jawbreakers and shit. Imagine how hard shit like that would actually go if they could actually portray like true, I don't even know how old these kids are, like 12 maybe?
Yeah, you're saying you want to Shonen Jump the fights. You want to make them like boxing, not just like, I don't remember Ed and Eddie did it, but like, you know, classic cartoons, how they used to just have like fist bumping out of like a dust cloud?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I like get away from that and just have like actual choreographed boxing.
Well, so I don't want like actual. I don't want actual boxing. I want like humorous boxing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because we don't want it to be like, this is a comedy, right? We don't want to get away from comedy. We still want to do comedy shit. And I think that you could make the fights be hilarious with how a, like a preteen, whatever, however old they are, fights. You know how they fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's just swinging. It's kind of like the dust to cloud shit, except you slow it down a little bit and you actually put some work into it and you show how bad that truly is, you know, a bunch of like 9-year-olds fighting or whatever.
So here's my counter argument, right?
Yeah.
So instead of like, so obviously we have a very comedic plot, but you watched the Ed, and Eddie anime trailer I sent you that we'll put in the Discord.
Oh, yeah.
And it was gas. Like, it was awesome. So, like, imagine if instead of just doing, like, comedic fights, you basically, like, went into Ed's head. And it was, like, epic shonen battles. And, like, you could see what's going on in his mind. And then it would randomly switch to exactly what you're talking about mid-fight. Just, like, kids slapping each other.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that because, you know, Ed was always... Ed's like the tall-headed one, right? The unibrow, is that correct?
I'm talking Ed.
Which one, Toboggan or the?
I'm talking the shorter guy, the master plan guy. You know, because Eddie was the smart guy with the hat.
Okay.
Ed with two D's, right? Was the tall guy?
Yeah, with the unibrow or whatever.
Yeah, and then Ed with one D was our schemer.
Yeah. So it could be like you could use those like thoughts or whatever, like the
I just think it'd be cool that way, you know,
like the inner mind shit, you know, so well. And like you could do shit like that. And then like, so this show, you could literally turn it into something like Gintama type shit. That's what I would try to hit this show with, is like a Gintama type anime where like it's all about the humor, right? Fourth wall, everything, like just do it good. If you do it right, it could be just as funny as Gintama for people like us, the 90s babies, and even like people that don't have the nostalgia factor. So what do you think about that as a Gintama watcher yourself?
Oh, I'd love it. I'm trying to remember what. There was an episode where he was like a superhero and he had like his underpants on the outside of his shorts. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think they actually, I think one of them actually wore the underpants on their head too.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
It'd be really funny if he went like superhero mode and that's when the epic battles happened, but then it like zoomed out and it's just like two kids in their underpants on the outside of their shorts smacking each other. Like that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the thing. Like, anime could literally make that happen. You wouldn't have that still background and the minimalistic movements. You could have, like, full-blown, like, whatever you wanted if you had a good studio.
Definitely. And
so that's all. I think that's all you could ask for, is, like, a decent studio to make this.
Definitely, dude. I have another really funny idea.
What's that?
A plank. A piece of wood with a face drawn on it. I think Johnny's best friend Plank, Is it Johnny?
I think that sounds right.
I think it's Johnny's
the one with the braces shit, right?
Oh, that, no. Who is Plank then?
Is that correct? Let's see. Plank, Ed, Eddie.
I'm looking it up right now. Who's Plank's
yeah,
friend?
Johnny. Johnny 2x4. Johnny 2x4, bro.
So I'm just spitballing here, but this would be hilarious if that the narrator for the series is Plank.
Okay.
And like, you have the narrator for like 6 episodes. You never see who it is. And then all of a sudden, like, the image just zooms in on Plank and you start seeing like the subtitles below it.
That and would be moving you. Or whatever.
No lips moving. Just the exact same.
The wood moving back and forth. Thing. You know,
I'm just talking. Plank is just standing there, still as a literal 2x4, and then zooms in with the narration. That would be fucking hilarious.
Like this is the type of shit that would make this like really good, a really good comedy anime. So.
If I got stoned enough, I could write a great Ed, and Eddie anime.
And like I said, you could still do this episodic shit, right? Like, you could even have, like, since it's anime, you could even have, like, a background plot going on in the background.
Yeah. I think you need a background plot, but, like, you
people
have...
interested, right? You know?
Yeah, like, you have, like, the overarching, like, classic episodic, like, we're scheming to get jawbreakers. But then in the background, you have the Kanker sisters doing some sinister shit. Yeah. You know, trying to kiss the boys or whatever they were doing. That's what they were doing. But, like,
cooties or whatever.
Yeah. You play that in the background and you watch that build up to, like episode 8. And then you get, like, 4 episodes about that. Because that's, like, kind of what Gintama does.
Yeah.
Like, Gintama arcs are 3 episodes. Like, that's it. But they'll have 20 episodes of humor, and then it'll come into a boiling point of very serious, where they'll have, like, 3 serious arcs, and then that'll end, and they'll just go back to bullshit.
Yeah, you could have, like, a build up to a, like, a pain arc type deal. Like, you know, the Kanker sisters just show up and like they're menacing, and you know, you got Ed and Eddie over here just looking like so like stoic or whatever, and it's just like a pain arc type shit, bro.
Sorry, I just had the funniest image come into my head, and like, you know, the red-haired Kanker sister.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining her in the Akatsuki cloak over the Golden Sack. This world shall know pain.
Man, I wish I was good at like editing shit like that, because I would do that. You know what I mean? That would be a hit. So
perfect.
But
it's perfect. Yeah.
So that's what I got going on. That's what I think. I think Ed and Eddie would be like a hella great comedy anime if done correctly. I mean, you know, it's nostalgia. Like, give us what we want, as you know, with a more grown-up feel, kind of. So
definitely awesome. Well, my 2 shows I picked are way less imaginative than that. I kind of took some cop-outs here, but there are 2 shows I really like that I want to see in like the anime format. And the first one I have is Samurai Jack. The show first released in 2001. It was like an action adventure dystopian television series created by Genndy Tartakovsky. I'm assuming a Russian. That sounds very Russian to me. And it was on Cartoon Network originally. And then they brought it back and they brought it to Adult Swim with like better animation and everything else. And I haven't watched that part of it yet. But if you are not a 90s kid, you know, you didn't live and get to enjoy Samurai Jack. It basically follows the story of like a super skilled samurai named Jack, who was sent into the distant future by a shape shifting demon named Aku. And the world he gets transported to is like Aku is king. You know, he's the guy. And it's really fucked up. Samurai Jack's fighting robots and shit's awesome, and his goal is to take down Aku and go back to the past. And this is a huge cop out because it's basically already an anime, but I want it with anime, like current anime studio drawing capabilities.
Yeah, when Dan said he was going to do this one, I was like, bro, isn't that already an anime? I thought it was an anime.
I had to Google it to make sure that it was. I mean, it's like Avatar. Avatar is not an anime.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't, like, I remember watching, like, bits and pieces of this as a kid, but I don't remember, like, all the details of it, but there's no way it's anywhere close to, like, an anime or animation.
Based on,
it's very, like, block, square-y.
Yeah, very square. Very, very futuristic, like in like the backgrounds and stuff like that. It's almost kind of like steampunky, but like I want MAPPA to make this, you know, like I want that animation quality. And you know, you can say it's basically an anime, but fuck it, I'm balling, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think something like this would go extremely well as an anime because it's about samurais, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's entirely based on Japanese lore. Like the art style is like heavily influenced by like ukiyo, like style prints that they sell in Japan, and all of the like enemies. Like there's yokai in it. I mean, Aku is based on a shape-shifting Japanese demon from like Japanese mythology. Like we're hitting all the points to make a great anime based on what it is. But the story was super good. I mean, I haven't watched this in fucking 20 years. And I like thinking about it and I watched some clips on YouTube. I want to go back and watch it again.
Did you know that Samurai Jack season 5 actually was coming out in 2017?
That's when they brought it back.
Yeah, and it actually doesn't look horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's still that same art style, which is really cool.
I think it looks better though, even though it's got the same like designs and shit,
they're drawing it in 2017, not 2001. But you know, I just think this would be super cool. I think it'd be like super unique to have like Japanese voice acting instead of the English. But big shout out to my boy Aku. That's the same voice actor as Uncle Iroh from Avatar.
Oh,
and I didn't know that as a kid. I did not do the due diligence to look up his name, but RIP to the goat. He killed it as Aku. I mean, like, I was just like looking up random scenes on YouTube, and there's one where he picks up a phone and it's dial a henchman. And it's basically like he's ordering a pizza. He says, oh, if my henchman's not here in 30 minutes, I get it for free. And then he has like his evil, menacing laugh. And I'm like, I need to watch this again, man. I need this in my life. I got to find some time.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, if we watch shit like this, like Samurai Jack, Ed, Edd n Eddy, any of the shows that we're fixing to talk about, I can't imagine they're going to be good. You know what I mean? I can't imagine.
It's kind of like the same thing that like some people have a hard time watching like 90s anime. And I don't. So like I don't think I'll have an issue with this.
Yeah, but the difference between 90s anime and these shows is like 90s anime is still like catered towards like the teens or whatever, right? And these shows are catered towards like younger kids, right?
Hey so. Man, it says Adult Swim. Okay? This adult in the program.
I'll give you Samurai Jack. You know, that's a little bit different. Like you said, it is Adult Swim. I thought it was an anime already, so like it's close to it already, you know what I mean? So maybe it's actually a little bit better than like Ed, Edd n Eddy type shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I could go back and watch like more than one or two episodes of Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh no. It would be fun to see what we like love so much back in the day and like maybe try to uncover why like Jawbreakers and things was such a big deal. I guess
you know what Ed, Edd n Eddy episode I want to watch? Do you remember the one where Ralph went like ballistic?
No, I don't. He went,
like,
remember
off his fucking rocker. It was just a menace in the cul-de-sac. And I mean, Ralph was like one of my favorite characters in that show, just from the fucking old country loving his goats and shit. But Unrelated to Samurai Jack, but I had to say it.
Yeah, I probably have seen that episode before because he was all the time doing some crazy shit with animals. So there ain't no telling, bro, honestly. But yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see some of these shows. That's what we're doing this for, is like, I wish we could like get some updated like releases for this, adaptations for these. So
definitely. And like my next show has updated releases, but they're meant for kids, and that's not what I want. But yeah, we'll get to that next. What do you got?
So my next one is gonna be another classic. I'm sure, I hope that everyone has heard of this. Like, I understand that people haven't heard of Ed, Edd n Eddy, you know, if you're not a 90s kid.
I don't.
But I really hope that everybody knows who Scooby-Doo is. I really hope so. And I actually learned today that this show actually came out in 1969. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, my parents grew up watching Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, so this is like a... It doesn't matter what generation you're in, because it just keeps on. It's the same, right? It's the same thing. It's just so good. So, and if for some reason you've been living under a rock and you don't know what Scooby-Doo is, this show is basically about a group of friends and their dog as they solve mysteries involving supernatural creatures. They travel around in their van and use teamwork and deduction to uncover the truth behind all the mysteries that they encounter.
You left out a super important detail there.
Which part?
I'm cracking up, right? I'm like, did Tyler really put a fucking summary in this for Scooby-Doo?
Just in case, bro. Just in case. You never know. For the young kids.
He wrote, they travel around in their van, and then I put in quotations, smoking pot.
How many like Generation Z, or like the ones that's coming up right now? I don't even know what they're called. X, Generation X, Y. I don't know, man.
Well, I feel like they keep re-releasing Scooby-Doo. Like, I mean, you're talking like the original, but like they've done like other iterations of that show. And there's even on HBO right now, there's one called Velma, which is like an adult Scooby-Doo. Okay. And I've heard it's terrible, but I'm pretty sure Velma is dummy thick.
Yeah, well, so what I'm kind of curious about is, what generation does Scooby-Doo not become like worldwide, like popular, like a classic? You know what I mean? Like, you go up to like a kid and just be like, hey, have you ever seen Scooby-Doo? And they're just like, what's Scooby-Doo? And I feel like, I don't think that's happening right now, but I mean, hate to see when that actually happens, right?
You got to remember, there's a new dog in town, and his name is Bluey. Bluey.
Blue's Clues?
No, Bluey, dude. You don't know Bluey?
No.
Oh, shit, dude. Bluey is all the rage with kids. Like, all my nieces fucking love Bluey. And it's like an Australian cartoon about a family of Australian shepherd dogs. And they live in this little town with a bunch of other dogs.
Is it like real dogs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a cartoon. They're dogs. Yeah, it's like dogs instead of people.
Well, you know how they do shit sometimes. Like, what was that one show with the clock lady or whatever, right? She was like a real person in a fake world, right? Molly or whatever.
Molly?
Yeah. Remember she used to do like the clock thing with her legs. I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a cartoon. That sounds like a
poem. It was a cartoon. They know. People know, probably.
I don't know. Oh, dude, Bluey is all the rage with the kids right now. And it's an interesting show because like they put like adult themes in there for the parents. Like, there's an episode, my sister made me watch it, and it's New Year's Day, and the parents are hungover as fuck the entire time trying to deal with the kids. And I was like, oh my God, that's me. That's me in 5 years when I have children, or 10 years, whatever, when I have children. Like, that's me.
So they throw in like little bits of pieces that keep the adults entertained or chuckling or whatever, right?
Yeah. No, it's gas from what I can tell. I mean, I've watched a bunch of it with my nieces because like When I like babysit them, it's two shows. It's Bluey or it's Pokemon on. And
okay.
But that's the new dog in town. Bluey's king right now for the kids' cartoons.
Yeah, I've never heard of him, so
I'm gonna say Bluey clips.
They ain't got nothing on Scooby Doo, in my opinion, though.
I mean, the opening might be better. I don't know.
No, there's no way.
You've never heard the Bluey opening, dude. It's a bop. Like, what? Hey there, Scooby Doo. Coming after you, like that's a banger, but like it's not as catchy. It doesn't make you want to dance.
No, Scooby-Doo does make me want to dance.
I mean, shit, dude, you really dug deep. I mean, like, you went into like the Hanna-Barbera cartoons from way back in the day. There were so many good ones. Like,
now, bro, you gotta, this shit was what I grew up with, you know what I mean,
dude? You know what we need?
What?
A Jetsons slice of life.
Yeah, or like a Jetsons or the Flintstones type shit, right?
Ooh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Both of them, you know?
Never going to happen, but yes. Yeah.
I mean, people don't even know about that shit anymore. You know, that's lost with us, basically, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't think kids are watching those shows. I mean,
like, hell, I forgot about it, right? You know? So yeah.
I mean, I was more like the Looney Tunes side of it as a kid. Like, yeah. That was my shit. But like, I mean, you know, I work in robotics and everyone's like, you know, the goal is Rosie the robot.
Okay.
Like, we want to put robots in your house that are going to do your chores and make you coffee and shit. You know, like, that's the goal.
Speaking of like the Looney Tunes, remember like the Animaniacs?
Yes. Did you see that came back like a few years ago?
No, I didn't. So I just now thought about it. So,
I mean, hello, nurse. But yeah, Hulu brought the Animaniacs back in like 2021, maybe 2020.
I used to play like a game of that shit, bro. I had like some kind of game with the Animaniacs and it was so hard at the time.
Dude, I had this Tiny Toons Adventure game for my Sega Genesis back in the day. I'm dating myself heavy right now. Like, but that shit was so fucking hard.
Bro.
Dude, you know what I want right now? I want Lola Bunny in anime form. That'd be awesome.
Can you imagine, bro? All
right, put Space Jam the anime on the list.
I mean, they could do it. Like, they could honestly do it.
Dude, imagine like an anime Michael. Like, oh my god, we talked Haikyuu earlier, but imagine like we're off the rails in this topic, guys. I apologize. Imagine like a Haikyuu-esque Space Jam anime.
Yeah, like by production IG type shit, right? Like,
be gassed, dude. Imagine like Michael Jordan's arm stretching for the slam dunk.
Maybe we should get Toei to do it.
Ooh, a little gum slam dunk.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, like the amount of shows that we could actually like make like good. Like we could make them come back and be actually good, you know, for like people like us to watch, right?
I'm telling you, I knew this was gonna happen when we did this topic. We were just gonna like get off the rails, but it's actually been really fun. Like, because obviously we talk anime all the time, but we've never had the opportunity to talk like the other cartoons we watched, you know. And this has been really fun. I hope you guys are enjoying it.
Yeah, so like, you know, I know Dan and Bass both. They grew up watching like a lot more anime than I did, but this was my childhood. You know, I didn't really get to watch shows, the anime type shit, only what came on like the three channels I had. So like, this is the shit that I got to watch because it was not on satellite or cable or whatever. So
you had to get the Saturday morning cartoons though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like this type of shit came on there too. Well, not Ed and Eddie.
Yeah, that was like
Cartoon Network. So. But I would watch it all the time, right? And when I was over at my grandma's, so.
Okay, because when I was a kid, like, they had the Saturday morning block. And it had, like, Beyblade,
yeah,
Pokemon, Sonic X.
Yeah.
I would have put Sonic on here if it wasn't an anime.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched all that shit. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, One Piece
all anime,
and, like,
though, dude, you're good.
Sailor Moon and all that. Well, so, back, you know, I didn't really You didn't know. Think of them as anime. You know what I mean? I thought of them as cartoons.
Those were anime. I mean, if you go watch, if you go back and you watch the Sonic X dubbed or subbed, right? There is a scene where Dr. Eggman is commenting on Rouge's big old titties. But they couldn't, obviously they couldn't translate that in the U.S. Like that would never happen.
No, not for a Saturday morning cartoon. So,
hey, respect. Rouge, for a bat, she's looking good.
But yeah, I mean, this like nostalgia, you know, like all these shows, they could use a comeback and they could use like a more targeted towards us, you know, type deal, like older teens, like adults, kind of like what we got in other anime. So.
I mean, dude, my next show is the perfect example of that.
Yeah.
You got anything else for Scooby-Doo?
Well, just imagine like you could actually show Scooby-Doo, like instead of like theorizing that they smoke weed and shit, right? You could actually like put that in there, right? You could
show them smoking the ganj.
Yeah, like you could show them doing that. Like you could show them like Scooby-Doo would be peak anime, bro, because you could still do like episodic still and have like a background plot as well. And you could actually like have decent fight scenes, you know, when they would catch the monsters, catch the ghost or whatever, right? You could actually like make a legit like scene, you know, out of that.
You're telling me you want to get rid of the 7-minute montage of them running from the monster through 13 different doors.
They could still do that, right?
Boxing in there.
They could literally still do that.
Okay, so you're talking fight scenes. Does Super Saiyan Shaggy
and
Shaggy get to make an appearance here?
That's another thing. Like with this type of show. So with this type of show with Scooby-Doo, you could literally have so many collabs and make it make sense. So imagine your favorite anime collabing, doing a collaboration with Scooby-Doo in one of the episodes, because you could do that in this.
You need to actually watch Gintama, because everything you want is what Gintama does.
That's what I'm saying. Like you could make a show just as good as Gintama out of this.
So. I need to be watching this Scooby-Doo anime and then all of a sudden Ultra Instinct Shaggy just fucking comes out of nowhere.
Like he eats the Scooby snacks one time on accident. He's just like
instead of Popeye with the spinach, you got Shaggy hitting a ball and he goes Ultra Instinct.
Like just imagine like an adult, like a targeted Scooby-Doo anime. Like we could do it, bro. We could hit it hard, bro. Dude,
the problem is they tried the adult target thing in this Velma show and I guess it's just super woke and it sucks.
That is not anime though. You know what I mean? Like anime be doing anime shit, right?
You're right.
It ain't got nothing on like Velma type shit. Anime be animeing. Yeah, that's a word for me. Animeing. So
we'll put it in the dictionary, the DGen dictionary.
But that is it for me. Like I think that's Scooby Doo's wonderful. Like you could do like a Gintama type thing, even like a I want to say Mob Psycho type thing, but without the slice of life element, right? You could do the Reagan and Mob and Dimple and all them type shit, like going out and hunting shit too. Like you could do a thing like that and make it work with Scooby-Doo in a funny, hilarious way. So,
you know, it'd actually be really cool. Have you watched Mysterious Disappearances yet?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay. I mean, besides my favorite character in anime now, the busty bookstore clerk.
I've seen screenshots from Krieg on Twitter and they've been a little bit spicy. I knew it was going to be an edgy. That's what people were telling me. And I can see how.
It's like, it's not over the top edgy. Like I haven't watched the third episode yet, so I don't know what's coming, but like
I was gonna say, I've seen bitches, bro. What do you mean?
No. I mean like they're not just like inserting it in to do it. Like that's the opening. Okay. You know? Yeah. But like they're like basically looking at the occult and like doing that with Scooby-Doo and making it really dark and like a psychological thriller would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you could do all these things, though. I feel like you could, with an episodic approach, like, you could literally, like, do whatever you wanted to. You could have the collabs. You can have the collaborations with, like, different shows. You can flip the themes and make one episode a different theme. Like you were saying, you could do the dark approach, and that could still fit. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So, I don't know. I hope that some, like, fan studio type shit, like somebody, like the people that's doing Berserk or something, or like in a legit studio, hears this episode one day and is just like, I want to try to do some of this shit, bro.
We're on it. Yeah, but thank you, Anime DJs at the bottom. That's how we know we've made it. We're on a YouTube series. That's how we know we've made it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So for my next show, I got a fucking classic. It's an oldie, but a goodie, and it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Fuck, man. I watched so much TMNT growing up. Like, I played all the video games. I watched the cartoon. I didn't read the comics, but that's probably because I couldn't get my hands on them when I was, like, 8. But...
Get your pizza ready.
We got I'll talk pizza, don't worry. Like, I don't think I need to give you guys a summary on this one. Turtles in the Half Shell, turtle fucking power, you know the deal. This one's especially, like, close to my heart. One of the co-creators of TMNT, Kevin Eastman, is actually from, like, my neck of the woods where I grew up. His $1 million mansion was, like, a 15-minute drive from my house.
Damn.
So, like, yeah, he went to UMass Amherst, I think. I think he went to UMass Amherst, but, like, his, like, history talks about UMass Amherst, like, living in Northampton, which is close to my house, and he bought a house in Worthington, Mass. Super cool to me, knowing that, like, it's that close to home. But this show has had a lot of iterations. You obviously have the original, and then you have, like, Nickelodeon rebooted it, and it is, like, god-awful animation. I haven't watched it besides clips. There was a gas clip on YouTube I found where they put the, like, a big fight against Shredder to Naruto music, and that shit fucking hit. And I was like, boys,
it really did.
We need this. Like, I need a TMNT anime. And I think the combination of, like, action, comedy, super dynamic fighting, really interesting characters. I mean, all the turtles are so interesting. They're so different, with Raphael, Leonardo, Donatello, and Michelangelo. They're such different characters. I think it'd be a really fun dynamic in anime. And again, it's another show with Japanese roots. Like, they fucking do ninjutsu. And Master Splinter is my fucking boy. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want, like, a comedic, childy version of this, kind of like what we had, or if I want, like, a super dark and gritty Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I think it should have the humor there still, but I think it should be like an anime type style. Like, you did, this show is, like, all about fighting, right? Like boxing. What I remember of it. So why not just make it about boxing, with, like, those funny moments here and there that you get from, you know, time to time.
Dude, like, I was imagining this as an anime in my head, and I'm just, like, imagining Raphael pulling one of his twin size out of a member of the Foot Clan and, like, throwing the blood off it, putting it away, and just going, cowabunga, dude.
Yeah, cowabunga.
Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, this show is, like, made for something like that, right?
Yeah, like, it's a comic, you know? Like, it fits the mold. I mean, manga's just comics. I think it would work.
With any of these shows, I don't know if I would watch them Japanese sub, though. I feel like I would have to watch them dubbed, because that's, you know, that's our childhood, right? Like, it just, like, would be better, right?
I feel like I think I could watch the two shows I picked. I think I could watch Samurai Jack, and I think I could watch TMNT subtitled. I don't think I'd have an issue with that.
Yeah, I mean, you're...
Scooby-Doo, that would be fucking weird.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo and Eddie. Can you imagine watching Japanese sub and Eddie?
I'm just imagining Scooby. Ruh-roh, Shaggy-san.
Yeah, like, it doesn't really work. I mean, I guess it could, you know, but Like the English would be like superior. So for what we knew, so
definitely. Also, I need a busty ass April in anime form. I'm just it's on my wish list, you know. Like I'm sure I could find an image of this on the internet, but like I kind of need it. I mean, like she's a redhead. I'm just thinking Nami, but in like that like yellow reporter outfit she's got on.
Of course, yeah. I'm just looking for pizza, bro.
Dude, they would definitely have pizza. I mean, that's very important. Like, they'd have to have pizza.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, I think this would like do really well with like a, I don't know, like a more mature approach. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, like they're teenagers, but like you could make it like more of like the not shonen. You could do like a seinen or something like that. And make it really good. I feel like.
Yeah, or you can like go the go Loser Ranger route, right, and have like all of it there at once. And juggle it, so
you could,
yeah,
you definitely could, but I want dark and gritty. I want the dirty New York streets and boxes.
This is something you could like have. Like, I don't think it would work very well episodic. I think you need a like plot line.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, the old TMT had a plot line. I mean, it was. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was like, oh, it was the same plot every episode, probably like Pokemon. You know, I don't remember. I haven't watched this in fucking years.
Yeah. But
like, I mean, oh, Big Baddie shows up, kick his ass. We're going to get to Shredder eventually, you know?
The amount of Ninja Turtles that I watch, I've never watched in order. So it's always been,
Too, is like I'd watch it when it was on TV as a kid. And like, say you had a soccer game or something, like you missed an episode and then you were just like, all right, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we didn't have the growing up. We didn't have the, I guess, convenience of just like going back to where we left off at. We had to like go back and watch whatever was on TV or the next episode or whatever. So
yeah, man, it was on an app. Like we didn't have apps back then. It was just like, okay, it's on TV. I mean, that's why Dragon Ball Z was so cool. Because they showed the last episode and then the next episode. So like if you missed an episode, you just had to watch an hour of DBZ and you were fine.
Yeah. Even if you like was late for that day or whatever, or late for that block or whatever, like you could still catch it the next week. Whereas some shows you'd be like, oh, well, I got to hurry up and get in. You know, it's 5 o'clock, bro. We gotta watch this shit. And then you miss it, and like you just missed that episode. You wait till next week, you get a recap in the first couple minutes. So
I was gonna say, at least conveniently, Dragon Ball Z, they did the last time on Dragon Ball Z too. So like it was pretty hard to not know what was going on in that show.
Yeah,
but they recently came out with a comic series for TMNT. It was called The Last Ronin. I haven't read it, but I've heard it's very dark. And they could potentially just like make that an anime too. Like that would probably fucking hit.
Or like, yeah, I mean, I feel like these don't have to be anime particularly. Like, I think you could get away with making them like a good animation, kind of like Avatar or whatever, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
but we're talking anime here, so we got to say they got to be anime.
Yeah.
But so when I was doing some digging, you know, really hard research here, I'm on YouTube and I type in TMNT-anime. And it turns out there was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles anime back in the mid-90s in Japan. And I watched the opening for this shit and I was so confused. So like it was a super weird Japanese version called Mutant Turtles Kojin Densetsuhen, and instead of just being about turtles, they were like turtles and they found power crystals and they turned into mutant humans who fucking looked like X-Men. And I don't know if they had mechas or if they digivolved into like a mecha form. But there were fucking mecha forms, dude. And I was like, what the fuck were the Japanese cooking with this show? And I sent it to Tyler and I was listening to the opening and I'm like, why does this sound so familiar? And it turns out that the singer for the original DBZ classic opening, Cha La, Head Cha La, sung this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Japanese opening. His name is Hironobu Kageyama. And I was like, holy shit, my life is coming full circle right now, man.
Yeah, if only that didn't get made like in the 90s and just, you know, fell into its hole and never seen again. You know what I mean?
I'm going to get ripped and super baked and watch this shit one day. It's coming. It's going to happen. I'm going to get like super baked and go, oh my God, I got to watch that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles anime, don't I? And just like be like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, it has to be like somewhat decent if you're high as hell, right?
Everything is, let's be honest here.
That's what I'm saying. Scooby-Doo, bro, imagine how high, like how fun it could be if you was high like them, you know what I mean?
So zoinks, dude.
Yeah, like it would just be so cool. So
awesome. We do have a couple honorable mentions, but unfortunately Bass wasn't able to get on tonight, but I did message him and I was like, if you had to pick two cartoons from your childhood to make an anime, what would they be? And his choices were Codename Kids Next Door, and that'd be a fucking awesome anime. I mean, that show was so good when you were a kid.
Yeah, and then, I only watched a little bit of that. Ain't that the spy shit or some shit? Like in the treehouse or something?
Yeah, dude. Treehouse had number one, number two, number number one and number two and all that shit. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't watched that show in literally 20 years.
Bros, we haven't watched any shows in 20 plus years. We're getting old, Dan.
And then his other one, which I laughed really hard because I asked my wife, I was like, if you had to think of a show from your childhood to be remade as an anime, what would it be? And she said Kim Possible. I was like, oh fuck, that'd be awesome. But when I was talking to Bass earlier, he was like, that Impossible Kim show.
Well, I seen him write it down on the guide. I was like, Impossible Kim, does he mean Kim Possible? I was confused. I was like, wait, is it actually called Impossible Kim? Because I only know it as Kim Possible. So
no, Bass couldn't make it, so we gotta bust his balls.
Yeah, we had to bullshit about it. So
but that would be such a good anime too. I mean, like, we're pulling from every like angle here. We got Nickelodeon shows, we got Cartoon Network shows, we got like Disney Channel now. Like, I mean, we could do some damage, I feel like.
And
the nostalgia factor for like our generation, like these shows would be a hit. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like a lot of like people like us are watching anime and coming out and watching anime like in the open now or whatever, because it's not as like, you know, looked down upon or whatever now. So I mean, they would love this. Like, I would love this shit if they made it focused towards us and not kids, right? So
1000%. You got to know your market, but yeah. We got a few honorable mentions too. We're not going to go into too much detail with them. Tyler, what's your first one, or your only one, I guess?
So the only one that I wanted to bring up as an honorable mention is Magic School Bus, bro. This is from 1994, the Magic School Bus.
Add PBS to the list. We got it.
Yeah. So like, they can do this shit, right? Like, have you ever seen they got like an anime that's got like deals with this type of shit, kinda. I think it's called like Cells at Work or something, right?
Well, Magic School Bus did a bunch of crazy trippy shit.
Yeah, well, so it was all about teaching about the body though, you know?
Yeah. Well, didn't they go to space and shit too?
Maybe. It was like an educational type thing, but most of it was with the body.
Okay, because I thought they went into the ocean. I thought they fucking went to space. I thought they did a bunch of shit in Magic School Bus.
Yeah, they be shrinking all the time doing some bullshit. That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine the Magic School Bus as an anime and what it could give us, and like targeted towards like adults again. Like I said, that's the theme of this whole thing, is like targeted towards, you know, older people now. So, like, teens or whatever.
What are they gonna do? Are they gonna go into the body and be like, hey everybody, kids, look, this is gonorrhea?
Well, so like I said, cells at work, they literally show like what's happening in the body, but like they show like, I don't know, like anime style of what's going on, like white blood cells, red blood cells.
Did
like,
you watch that show?
I only watched a couple episodes of it.
Same. And I said, this is awful. And I dropped it.
Yeah, but this is the magic school bus, bro. Like you could go in there and you could have the magic school bus flying around and like you could see like the big nasty, you know, whatever the hell they are and like the mitochondria is fighting them or whatever, you know. Like, I don't know shit about biology or anatomy, whatever the hell it is, but I guarantee if I watch the Magic School Bus anime, I could learn about some of this shit, bro.
He's literally, the mitochondria is a cell that just creates energy. He's like, oh no, it's the powerhouse of the cell. That's some Goku shit.
Moki.
That would be awesome. I don't know if I'd want that geared toward adults, though. Like, I think that'd be, it's kind of like,
well, teens, you know what I mean? Not yeah. like a mature
shonen
teens, yeah,
or shonen or shoujo, whatever, like that age range, because like that's who you want to teach. It's kind of like, I love Dr. Stone, but it is definitely geared towards kids because it's teaching them about science.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like that's what I'm saying with all these shows. Pretty much, if you focus them towards like teens, like the shonen shoujo market. Or even like higher, like you could, like, we would love that. Like, even as like a shoujo shonen type, like demographic group that you're targeting, like we as 30-year-olds would still probably enjoy that. Right.
Yeah. So,
that's all I'm saying. You don't want it targeted towards 6-year-olds though. You know,
yeah,
like the
that's what
the Magic School Bus is targeted towards. So
true.
Yeah.
Okay. I got two. Okay. And my first one, I wanted to talk about, but I didn't because I'm a nice guy. And I wanted an anime version of Transformers. But Tyler has mecha PTSD from fucking Fortnite. So I
can still talk about them though. Like,
did you watch Transformers as a kid?
Is this a cartoon? I thought that was like the shit that what's his name was
in. Stop! Get Shia LaBeouf out of your
dude. Do it.
No, Transformers was a cartoon in like the 80s and 90s, and then it got turned into a movie because it was so popular.
Well, it's the same thing, bro. It's all about the robots turning into the car bullshit. So.
It's more than meets the eye, baby.
But I could definitely see you wanting something like that. It's right up your alley, honestly.
I mean, I love mechas, and mechas have pilots normally, but Transformers doesn't need fucking pilots, and it'd be gas. And then my other show I thought would be interesting, but I couldn't figure out how to spin it, was Fairly Odd Parents.
I'm not sure either.
I think like the whole magic side of it would be a really cool like power system. And two people I really want to see in anime form. I want to see Jorgen Von Strangel, because I'm just imagining him like animated like a JoJo character, and that's fucking hilarious to me. And then I really want to see Timmy's thick ass mom as an anime lady. Because fuck, dude, she had the most unrealistic proportions you will ever see in your life. Dexter's mom too. I'll take Dexter's mom in anime form. I'll take all the. I'll take any like early cartoon mom or cartoon woman in anime form, because like they just drew them as like little sticks and then gigantic hips.
Basically, One Piece bodies.
No, on crack.
But yeah, I don't really know how you would spin Fairly Odd Parents other than like a slice of life, coming of age type shit, right?
I got it. So like we think like we love anime that revolves around like schools, Kill la Kill, Food Wars, all that shit. What if we had a Food Wars esque Fairly Odd Parents where all the students had fairy godparents and they had to do fights to get to the top of the tier,
like cook-offs?
I'm talking like Fairly Odd Parents fights. I don't know what the fuck we could do with that, but like imagine like you can just be like, I wish for a sword, and like mid fight like, oh, I wish for a shield, or I don't know, like I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I think you could like take Fairly Odd Parents and like get real creative and imaginative with it, yeah, and make it into something like crazy, honestly.
And then Crocker, you remember Crocker, the teacher?
Yeah.
He's a fucking nut job. He could live below the school in peasant land, like Kill a Kill, and trying to understand how these students are so crazy. Boom. All right, I got it. Figured it out.
Speaking of like Fairly Odd Parents, like Dexter's Laboratory and shit like that too, you know?
Dude, Dexter's mom, man. Holy shit.
Like, I don't know how you could do something like that, but just like doing this episode has brought back a lot of memories, bro.
Dude, this has been one of the more fun ones because we're really like, this is like the heaviest bullshit I feel like we've had in a while.
What have we even talked about for an hour?
Oh, hour and over that, easily over that.
We've just been talking about how old we are.
Fucking young. You young whippersnappers who don't know the good old days of cartoons. Now they get all this flapjack shit.
It's a good thing, I think.
That's fucking 20 years old, too. God damn it, that's 10 years old, too.
It's a good thing, like, a majority of our audience are, like, around 30 years old, I think. So.
I hope so. They're going to hate this episode if they're not. But awesome, guys. We hope you enjoyed this topic. We had a lot of fun with it. Make sure to join the Discord. Drop us some topic ideas. Linktree.com/animedegens. We'll be back on Tuesday with the rundown, and then I don't know what Bass and Tyler are doing for the D-Gens.
But maybe a movie.
You guys love the easy topics, man.
Bass loves movies, and Bass, I'm always down for a movie.
Love movies. You can just go watch another One Piece movie while I'm gone.
Well, maybe... Bass was so upset that you didn't get to come on with us. He was like, Dan wanted to watch this so bad.
I did watch it. I just didn't have time to like record.
Maybe watch a Ghibli movie, you know?
Ooh. You know what I just rewatched recently? It was Suzume.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we just watched that in like October, right?
I know, but I was on my couch and I was like, oh, Suzume, cool.
I don't know, we'll see.
But awesome, guys. We'll catch you on Tuesday for the rundown, and stay frosty, I guess.
Yep, later.